Our story begins in Blake's suite at the Algonquin, where Gretchen has just arrived.
Blake, we need to talk.
Okay, sure. Come on in.
Matt.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
Hi, Gretchen.
Gretchen, I know why you're here.
Oh, I have a feeling that you don't.
I think I should be going.
Don't leave on my account.
No, I have some things that I need to get done today. I'll let you two talk.
Okay, I'll call you later.
Okay.
Well, I guess it's true.
What's true?
I was hoping that Marilyn's Christmas nightmare was somehow a big misunderstanding, that the man she loves so much wouldn't dump her on Christmas Eve to be with someone else.
Gretchen, it's a long story. There's a lot of history between Matt and I that most people don't even know about.
And you couldn't have bothered to tell Marilyn about all this history?
I thought my feelings for Matt were dead and buried. I was wrong.
You were wrong. Well, poor Marilyn. I'm glad to know that you're not letting what you did to her bother you.
Look, it does bother me. I know the timing was horrible, but whether you believe it or not, I do care about Marilyn. I didn't want to continue to lie to her.
I thought you cared about her, but I don't see how that could possibly be true, not after what you did.
I don't know what else to say to you, Gretchen. I'm sorry that Marilyn is hurt. I wish we could be friends somehow, but I know that's probably too much to ask.
Yeah, it probably is. But I still wanted to tell you what was going on with her, in case she ever meant anything to you.
What are you talking about? Sorry, Matt must have forgotten something.
Oh, he doesn't have his own key?
Charlie, what are you doing here?
I came to find out the truth, Blake, about your little rendezvous with another man. So is it true? Did you dump Marilyn for Maddie?
Hello, Charlie.
Gretchen, hi. What are you doing here?
I see you've heard the news, but I guess you knew about Blake's affair all along, right?
No. Actually, I didn't. I think I'm probably more in the dark than anyone else. You want to fill me in, Blake? What in God's name are you doing?
In Larissa's penthouse, Andrew is in bed and has just called Connie.
Hello, Connie Richards.
Hey, it's Adam. Are you busy?
Not too bad. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling much better, thanks.
Oh, that's good to hear. I was worried about you.
I'm almost as good as new.
So what are you up to?
Well, right now I'm just lying in bed talking to the most beautiful woman in the world.
I love you, Adam. You really know how to brighten my day.
You know what would make my day a million times better?
I have a feeling I do.
If you were here in bed with me.
Oh, Adam, I have to admit I've thought about that.
Oh, I want a first time to be special, Connie. What are you doing tomorrow?
I had the afternoon off, actually. What did you have in mind?
How about we have a nice lunch here, and then, well, you know, maybe something will come up.
Lunch? Sounds great.
Just lunch?
We can talk about the maybe tomorrow.
Oh, I can't wait.
Look, I have another call coming in. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye. See you tomorrow.
Ooh, tomorrow is the day, Connie. I can finally have you in my bed.
At the Westside Psych Ward Nurses Station, Zoe is talking with Nurse Graham.
Nurse Graham, I was talking to Dr. Hunt about his storage files. Do you know where he keeps them?
Why do you want to know?
Oh, I was just wondering. I know he must have a lot of files since he only has those two cabinets in his office.
Why are you so interested in Dr. Hunt's files?
Nurse Grimm, can I trust you?
No, but if you have something to say, just say it.
My sister was a patient of Dr. Hunt's back in the 90s.
Your sister?
Yes, Zelda Myers.
Zelda? My God, I remember her.
You know my sister? Nurse Grimm, you have to tell me what happened to her.
In Dr. Hunt's office, Adriana is under hypnosis during her session with Dr. Hunt.
Okay, Adriana. We've been at this point several times, and you're not able to remember the man's name that you were with in the car. Now, you said it was raining outside. What else can you see?
We're in this car together. It started to rain outside. There's a song on the radio.
Do you remember what song?
I can hear it in my head. I think it's Midnight Train to Georgia.
What else do you see? What is he wearing?
A white shirt, a dress shirt. He was in a meeting earlier.
Well, this is good. We're making some progress, Adriana. Do you remember what you were saying to each other?
He said, "We can't tell anyone about this, Adriana. They wouldn't understand."
And what did you say?
My father can't find out, Zach. He can't.
Zach? Adriana, you remembered his name.
Yeah, it was Zach. Zach Jessup.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Loger production.